I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sean on the Hub, 98.5 in Boston. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Pharrell. First time, long time. Hoping I could get a little pour of a little wobbly pop.
Can we get him set up? This is unbelievable.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to talk real quick. As a Bruins fan, what they're doing right now with the lineup that they have is absolutely amazing. To put it, you know, simply, they got seven young kids. I think all seven of them are actually rookies, and they've gone 8-2-0 in their last ten games, and they're killing it in the league. They're probably right there with Pittsburgh as one of the hottest teams in the league right now since 2018 started. I put a lot of the weight on that with Bergeron in the way he's been performing, not just offensively. I mean, he's the best 200-foot player in the game. Does this offensive push that he's had this year put him in contention for the MVP in the league?
Yeah, I don't know about MVP, but I guess he's in the conversation. I mean, if he has nights like tonight, you know, where he has a couple goals, six shots on goal, the guys playing, you know, in 20 minutes has that kind of productivity. He's winning faceoffs like no one's business. The guy's lethal on the ice when he's out there. There's no denying it's a very exciting team. Riley Nash had a big game tonight, number 9 and 10. I mean, this is a really tough team. They didn't get here because they suck. They're 35-12-8. They mean business. They beat a good team tonight. They kicked their ass. They were coming off a win over the Devils. They go right back and beat up on Calgary. You look at, Bergeron, 25 goals, whatever it is now. I can't keep track of it. I know he's, you know, up there like 50 points-ish. He's, like I said, he's like a 20-minute guy, but he's a plus 24. He plays nasty. I like his game. Same thing with Marchand. Everybody hates his guts, but look at the productivity. 21 goals, 53 points. They got all these guys, Krug getting it done for him. Again, Krejci getting it done for him. Riley Nash coming into his own. All these guys back as Chara's still, I mean, he's old. The numbers obviously aren't there, but he's still – He'll knock you on your ass. He's still got that going for him. Guys like, they got nasty guys on that team like Miller. And Tuukka's been incredible in goal with, 211 goals against average. There's no denying that they're a tough team and they're going to be a tough out, I would think, in the playoffs. They just keep winning. Like the streak they're on right now, it started really after they lost to Anaheim. They, beat St. Louis and Toronto at home. Then they went on the road and beat Detroit. And then they went to New York, and they just slaughtered the Rangers at the Garden. In that game, Bergeron had a couple of goals in that game as well, where he's, like, doing it all the time. Tonight, again, two goals where he just, continues to lead them. And now they're going to go on a big five-game trip through – Western Canada. They're going to go to Vancouver, Calgary, and Edmonton. Then they go back to Toronto and then finish in Buffalo before they go home. So they're going to be gone for a little while. They get back on like Tuesday the 27th. It's about 10 days from now. They're going to be gone. So this is a very tough hockey team, Carver High.
No doubt. And I actually, I'm with Sean. He's a finalist for me right now. I think he's right there to win that trophy, to be the Hart Trophy, the MVP. I think Bergeron, Kucherov, and probably Malkin would be my three right now, for my three finalists for the MVP, if it was today.
So, I mean, I'm not going to deny what he's done. I think it's incredible the numbers that he's put up. And so, but there's a lot of guys, believe it or not, that – you know, you're going to talk about when it comes to points that are doing things like, you know, he's doing, believe it or not. Even guys on his own team, Pasternak, guys that are Jack Eichel, even on, you know, Buffalo, they stink, but he doesn't. Marchand on his own team has got, frankly, I think more points than he does, believe it or not. And then, you know, guys out west like McKinnon, he's injured right now, but look at him. He's 24 and 37 for 61 points. Ovechkin's got 60 points. Your boy Josh Bailey has got more points than him. I mean, doesn't it come down to points at some point or another?
Not for the MVP for me. It doesn't.
No?
No, I don't. I mean, obviously it's a factor, but I got to look at other things. And like he said, what Bergeron does on the entire ice, he's a leader for that team. I factor all those things in.
What about Kucherov, what he's doing for Toronto or for Tampa?
I probably have Kucherov just a nose ahead of Bergeron right now for the MVP. And if Malkin if the Penguins continue to fly past everybody in that metro, Malkin's been the guy. I know Crosby's great, but Malkin's been the guy who's driven the bus here for the last
I agree with that. And listen, I don't dispute Bergeron's tough play, but Kucherov's got 20-plus points more than him. I mean, he's just racking it up. And that team's got the best record in hockey, so he's carrying that team. He's got more points than Stamkos.
And that's why right now, if they probably did it, he would win. I mean, Kucherov would probably win right now.
So I just saw, and they just scored again, the Vegas Golden Knights. They're now lighting up the Blackhawks after another, their lowly season that they're having. Can you believe how bad they are, honestly? Didn't I send you something today about how bad they are?
Yeah, they're not having a good year. It's just getting worse and worse. What really is crazy to me about the Blackhawks is that lately in the last week or so, I've seen some of the people that cover the team and that, you know, the fans have just gotten crazy that they're not performing and they're get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy. Basically very ungrateful the fact that these guys brought you three championships in the past 10 years. And have given you a lot of great moments. Very ungrateful.
So in their last six games, they're 0-5-1. Now tonight they're in big trouble to make it 0-6-1. And then they had allowed 10 goals, now 14 goals. I guess they had scored 10, and now they've allowed 28 goals in those games. They've allowed 28 goals in those six games. That would be seven games now. And the save percentage is terrible. Perron had the goal there to make it 4-2. We saw him score a game winner when we were in Vegas. But wasn't this the big game that everybody in Vegas was so excited to see, the Blackhawks and Golden Knights? This was the big one.
Well, there's a lot of Chicagoites who live in the Vegas area. And like we talked about with a lot of people out there, Chicago's one of those cities where a lot of people will circle that at the beginning of the year as one of their, you know, if they want to go see the Blackhawks on the road, Vegas is going to be a place where they're going to do that. And our boy there, Levi at Andiamo, was telling us how he's a season ticket holder and his Blackhawk tickets. And he said he was originally from Chicago, I believe.
Right.
But they were going for so much money that he had to sell them. He was just like, I was going to make so much off of it, I had to do it.
Easy money.
Yeah.
Like triple the face value of them.
When the Chicago and New York and when the big cities come into Vegas, they've been
Did you see
them.
The crowd they had the other night with all those Flyer fans there? And the Flyers beat them.
Yeah, they travel well also.
You know, it's funny too, because even though they're an expansion team, they're almost kind of playing like the same way that the Warriors play in the NBA, where it's like the beginning of the game, it's not that they don't care, but it's like, whatever, we don't care what happens because we know we can get you in the end, because so many of these games that they've had, they get down
right.
a goal or two, and then out of nowhere, they're just coming, bang, 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 all of a sudden they're up two.
It really is unbelievable watching them. I put their games on just about every night here, as you know, in the studio. I watch them play left and right. I cannot believe how bad the Chicago Blackhawks are. Can you believe it, Mafia? I mean, honestly.
Eventually, with the way the salary cap was put in after the lockout, it bites a lot of teams where you can build up and you can be great with these young players, but when they start to come around and they all have to start getting paid, little by little you have to let some of that go, and that's what's happened to them over the years. They've been able to hold on for a while there where they let one or two pieces go, but still were able to rebuild. But this year, it just all came down on them.
They've got a lot of guys who won cups there that are making a lot of money. They got paid for winning those cups. I mean, Tase is $10.5 million on the cap. Patrick Kane, $10.5 million on the cap. Seabrook, who really can't play anymore, is like $6.5 million. Duncan Keith gets paid a lot of money.
What about Crawford?
Those were core guys. I'm sure he makes a good amount of money also, but those are core guys that won that cup, and they're still paying them for winning that cup. And now it's just not – listen, Patrick Kane I still think is one of the best. I don't know if Jonathan Toews is a $10.5 million a year player anymore. Kane probably is.
Why is why is Jonathan Toews falling off that much?
Listen, these guys played a lot of games. They played a lot of games. I know, but it's true. I mean, you add up all the
– Pittsburgh's played a lot of games, so you don't see Crosby and Malkin diving off like this guy.
I don't think that he was ever the offensive player that Crosby and Malkin are, or Patrick Kane is.
Fair enough, but I mean, Toews was.
Well, he made his rep.
Didn't they sell him as one of the best players in the league, hands down?
Well, great playoff performer. I mean, he was not a high point guy like these other guys.
So I don't know what just happened, but Ginobili left the floor for the Spurs. This is a good game going on between the Spurs and Nuggets in Denver. I saw Ginobili go back to the locker room. I really don't know what happened there. But I got my eyes on this game. 79-75 Nuggets, 440 and counting in the third in Denver. So, Carver High, while we're on hockey, we might as well stay there for a minute. And there's a few other things. Did you see Mafia that Dion Phaneuf went and Nate Thompson from the Senators to the L.A. Kings for Marian Gaborik and Nick Shore. And the Senators also retained 25% on Phaneuf's salary. Did you see that deal?
I did see that, yeah. But you know what? To me, that's not as big a deal as some of these other ones that we're expecting. I mean, that might be one of the bigger ones because we've had a lot of deadlines where you really don't get any big movement. But Phaneuf is not what he used to be to me. You know, a couple, 3-4 years ago, maybe that might be a bigger impact for them. But – you know, that trade to me, he's 32, but he's a lot of wear and tear on those tires for me. I think he would have made a bigger impact years ago. That one I don't think is going to change too much for them.
Carver High, do you agree with that? The Phaneuf for – basically Phaneuf for Gaborik. The other guys don't even matter.
I mean, it's two guys that are on the downside. That's what it is. It's two guys. They've seen their better days. Kings need a little help on the back line. Ottawa's having a tough year. Gaborik really wasn't doing much for the Kings. So it's two guys who are on the decline. I think that obviously the Kings getting a little bit better of it. Phaneuf can still play a little bit more than Gaborik can.
So Seattle's ownership group has formally filed its application and a $10 million down payment for NHL expansion. It sounds more and more like the NHL is just going to let this happen. It's inevitable, right? Am I wrong that they're going to get a team in Seattle? It sounds like they're just letting them do exactly what Vegas did. And then they're going to make them pay whatever it is, $650 million to enter the league. What was Vegas, $500 million?
Something like that. Look, this was coming down the pike. I mean, they're uneven right now. They've got 31 teams in the league. They've got an open spot in the Western Conference. They need to fill it. And Seattle seems like a perfect fit. They didn't want to move a team there. They wanted to start it fresh. So they're going to get this team. The application, you could talk about all that. It's happening. It's probably be 3 to 5 years down the line, but it is happening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.